Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Was just told LaDainian ready for us. A Hall of Famer, LaDainian Tomlinson. LaDainian, good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful.
I appreciate you taking some time, and I want to get into some stuff you're doing with FedEx here, but the number one topic in Pittsburgh is Le'Veon Bell missing all of training camp and getting off to a slow start. First of all, LaDainian, how important is training camp in the preseason for any player, let alone a running back?
I think it's fairly important for a running back. For, you know, if you're a quarterback or someone of that magnitude, obviously it's extremely important. But, you know, for a running back, it's fairly important for the sense of, you know, you really want to try to get in timing with your offensive lineman. And really, it's all about tempo and pace when you run the football. And that offensive line has to know your tempo and pace. You have to know their tempo and pace. And so it's about getting in sync with those guys. And sometimes that takes, you know, that takes a little time to do that. And usually you take training camp to make that happen. And so what Le'Veon is experiencing right now is the fact of you know, I don't really know the tempo and pace right now of the way we run the football and getting in sync with these offensive linemen. But here's the thing. He's special. It's not going to take him long. You know, it seemed to me, you know, that Pittsburgh wanted to kind of work him in slowly. Because what did he end up with, like 10 carries or something like that?
I think that's about it. They only rushed 17 times for 35 yards as a team.
Yeah. Yeah, and so – you know, he's going to be in sync with those guys. I don't expect it to, you know, to be like this in the next couple of weeks. He's going to turn this around pretty quickly.
You call him special, LaDainian. Why? What do you like about what he does? I mean, obviously he can catch it out of the backfield. He runs patterns, too. They don't just throw it to him in the flat. You know what I mean? He can actually go out and run patterns.
He's a matchup nightmare. Is what Le'Veon is, because he's all over the field. And so defenses, what they like to do is look at your formation, and then they make an educated guess on, okay, they're in this formation, this is what they like to do in this formation. Well, if you got a guy like Le'Veon who can motion out the backfield or start out outside and motion, you know, into the backfield and change the formation before the snap, it makes it hard for the defense, you know, to really key into what you're trying to do on offense. And then you gotta match up with Le'Veon. You gotta have somebody that can cover him, whether it's a safety, a linebacker can cover him. You might want to put a corner on him. Oh, and then just say they want to pound you. He can do that as well because he's big enough.
You talk about special players, LaDainian, and you've been around some great receivers. Antonio Brown, they threw to him 11 times on Sunday, 11 catches for 182 yards. The Steelers made him the highest-paid wide receiver in the league, I guess, for a reason, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's always so exciting to watch Antonio, you know, because he can do everything you ask him to do. He can turn a five-yard route into a 60-yard route, or he can just go deep. And you throw the ball down there, and he jumps up over everyone and catches the ball in that way. And if you need him on special teams, you need him to return punts, he can do that as well. The guy's so dynamic and electric that he's so fun to watch. And, you know, there's no debate anymore about who's the best wide receiver in the National Football League. There is none. It's Antonio Brown.
We are talking to Hall of Famer LaDainian Tomlinson here on the Cook and Pony Show. LaDainian, the Steelers, a little bit of a sluggish start offensively, but do you like them as a Super Bowl contender? ESPN has them number one in their power rankings this week.
I do. In fact, before the season, you know, people talked about, oh, who can challenge the Patriots everybody assumed that the Patriots are going to be right back there in the Super Bowl. But the question is, who is that team that's going to challenge them? And I really think it's the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, but here's my thing. The only thing that I want to see from Pittsburgh is don't change their game plan when they match up with the Patriots. It seems to me when I've watched those games over the last two or three years that the game plan changes against the Patriots. Like they back off the receivers and let them catch everything underneath and let Tom Brady just have whatever he wants and move the ball down the field and try to outscore him. You know, I would like to see them press those wide receivers a little bit more, get up in their face, you know, attack Tom Brady, blitz him, mix it up a little bit more. That's what I would like to see if it comes down to those two teams again.
You know, LaDainian, the Patriots' loss the other day to Kansas City was pretty thorough. I mean, I thought Alex Smith outplayed Brady, and it was noticed in the Steelers' locker room. And I think a lot of people before the season were ready to give New England another Super Bowl. That kind of took a little bit of aura off of them losing at home like that, didn't it?
It really did. I mean, because you realize that this Patriots team, they have some holes. You know, they have some guys, some problems. You know, at the wide receiver position, you know, guys that they're going to really miss Edelman. You know, no question about that. But also, at the running back position, there's no LeGarrette Blount anymore to really give you those red zone carries and those goal line carries and short yardage carries. You got all these little backs now. And so that changes the dynamic of that team. And so, yeah, absolutely. I think they have definitely – come back to pack. Now it's only 1 week, and so we'll see what happens going forward. We do know that Patriots team, you know, typically they're the best at making adjustments. So we'll see what happens.
LaDainian, one more question before I want you to tell us what you're doing with FedEx here. Minnesota comes to town this week. They looked awfully good against New Orleans. Sam Bradford, NFC Player of the Week last week, and they got a young running back, the kid from Florida State, Dalvin Cook. How good is that offense with Bradford and Cook?
I tell you, they look extremely extremely good. And I'll tell you, they'll be fun to watch as well. The question is, can they keep Sam Bradford upright? You know, we know years past, even last year, Sam Bradford got hit quite a bit. And, you know, he took a lot of shots. Has that offensive line improved enough to keep him upright? If they can keep him, you know, upright, then I'll tell you what, they're going to win a lot of games because they got receivers all over the field. Obviously, Dalvin Cook seems to be special. His speed and quickness is something that stands out right away. But his ability to catch the ball out the backfield is another dynamic weapon that's added to that team. So that's going to be a fun matchup. I can't wait to watch it this weekend.
LaDainian, you're part of the FedEx program here. It's a cool thing they got going to try to help support the USL. Tell us about it a little bit, what you're doing.
Yeah, so FedEx is in its 15th season of the FedEx Ground and Player Award that's awarded to the top performance quarterback and running back of the week. And we really need the fans to be involved. So the fans can actually vote for the best performances of the week by doing it via Twitter, hashtag Aaron Ground, or go online to NFL.com/FedEx. And what happens is FedEx actually donates $2,000 in the name of the winning performance of the week, which totals $4,000. And in turn, that $4,000 is what goes to the USO program. So it's a great program. FedEx is doing some wonderful things. And we really need the fans to get involved with this.
The Twitter account, again, is hashtag AaronGround or at NFL.com/FedEx. LaDainian, appreciate you taking time, man. Look forward to talking to you again real soon, all right?
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
All right. Hall of Famer LaDainian Tomlinson says Le'Veon's going to be okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.